We have a new student joining us today. Say hello to...
Ryan Cunningham, stand-up comedian. I also have a podcast called Ha Ha Horrible.
I listened to a couple clips. It seemed funny. You were talking about hot wings and being old.
I don't think I'm officially old yet. I'm only 24.
So you're not old. You have no excuse to cancel everything the next day if you eat hot wings.
In terms of the amount of hot wings somebody should eat, I'm like 85.
I don't eat that many hot wings, but I can only imagine that it would take a toll on you physically.
I would feel worse with hot wings than I'm going to feel after this bottle of Arbor Mist that I've drinking tonight, because I only do cheap girl wine.
That's got to add some longevity doing the white girl wasted.
I think it adds 10 years to your life, but you also become more Karen with every sip.
I can relate to Karens. I like to complain about things. I don't know if it's because I'm Jewish or...
Oh yeah, that's it. That's definitely it.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
I'm very good at it.
Yeah, I've dated a couple of Jewish girls. That's the one right there.
Okay.
And would you say that they were all complainers or is that...
They would complain about stuff that didn't matter at all.
That's what I like to complain about.
Give me an example.
Complaint of the day.
Most people have like a word of a day.
Password resets. Like if you tell your phone to remember it, it should remember it on your behalf. Suggested a password. It was a password that I have no idea how I'm going to remember it, and it decides to not.
You know what? You and Emily.
All of my passwords are the same. Every time I log in, change your password. You have 53 accounts that are compromised. They've earned it.
Yeah, right? They cracked the code.
I'm extremely afraid of my laptop getting stolen, steal all of my jokes, and then they become super famous. Down the road, I'm watching it. That motherfucker stole my laptop.
I don't think it's going to happen.
That's how Dane Cook rose to fame.
Stole your laptop?
Yeah, my laptop when I was 3. Yeah. He stole my laptop.
Could have been worse. Could have stolen your laptop and then been like, this is garbage, and then not used them.
Oh, you're right. I would be way more offended if somebody stole all of my jokes and they couldn't find one.
Yeah.
I'd probably kill myself.
Kill myself on your behalf.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the support. More offensive, more dark material. It's super frustrating when people take it for face value and don't really put any sort of thought about what you're actually saying. I'll give you an example. You remember when Toys R Us closed down? At the same time, there was a bunch of mass shootings that were going on. That's what happens when your clientele keeps getting shot.
Wait. Yeah, well, I have something for this.
No.
You couldn't hear that? Really?
No.
Hold on. What about this? Can you hear that?
I hear your mouse. I think that's about it.
I spent a lot of money on this so that there could be laughter in the background when I need it to be there.
What kind of laptop are you using?
It's like a mixer thing, but I'll do it in post.
Yeah, you have to do some editing.
That's what I do anyway. Have you heard any of my podcasts?
I haven't. I like...
That's it. I've had enough of this whole fucking sham. Fuck all you and fuck this whole system. It's Christmas time.
I saw some of it and I was like, oh, okay, well, that's cool. And then you like messaged me. So I messaged you and then I didn't hear anything back until just a few minutes ago.
You messaged me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I messaged you and then you messaged me back.
Well, yeah, because if anybody knows who I am, they must be super... smart.
Exactly.
And cool.
Exactly. On Instagram, they saw your name. I was like, oh yeah, I know this girl. She's got some stuff. Although I didn't realize your episodes were so not necessarily short, but
no, they are short. I do a heavily edit and I don't do stand up, but I want to.
What's stopping you?
Mostly my vagina.
Yeah, true. But that also can be a gateway to the top.
I haven't figured out a way to make it work for me personally, but I'm always open to suggestions.
You're Jewish? You have a vagina and you have a mouth.
And so. I'm 30 and I'm not rich yet. The only other thing for me
are
to
you married?
Do. I'm not married. I'm destined to be a comedian. Am I not?
Yeah, you're going to the top. Here's literally all you need to do. Go to any comedy club, one open mic night, just wait for someone to whip out their dick and then you're golden. Straight to the top from there.
Cock magic is making a comeback.
You think people would laugh at their dick or my jokes about their dick?
The jokes about the dick. And then when they make a comeback and 3 months after the shame, then they'll laugh at them again too. But it doesn't matter because as long as you use that opportunity, you rose to the occasion.
All right.
Was a stripper, but no one whipped out their dick while I was on stage. It was a 6-month thing. I got fired because I'm talented. I don't know how you get fired when you're self-employed. I wouldn't even shut up from the stage. We can't hear you. And I just like keep talking as if it was an open mic.
So they wanted you to strip and you were just talking instead?
Yeah,
I can understand how that'd be frustrating. I hate when my wife does that.
Sharon!
Wait, you're married and you're 24 and you eat hot wings.
Yes.
I'm learning so much about you.
Those are at least three facts about me.
I didn't realize comedians got married.
They do. Do they stay married? That's the question.
Does anyone stay married?
50%. Might be a 47 now.
I don't think it's... Hey, Google, what is the divorce rate in the United States?
About 40 to 50% of married couples in the United States divorce.
It's too late. Yeah. Keep telling her.
No, he really likes to be on this podcast, and I do like to feature him.
Is it racist if it's facts?
It's racist if it comes out of a human's mouth. I like racist jokes, though.
So if you like racist jokes...
Will you listen to me for 5 seconds?
I like all jokes. I'm not exclusive.
Every time I do any racial material, I try to do it in front of the crowd that it's directed towards. Yeah, exactly. To know if it's okay. I had this joke, one of my black friends, he was always late to everything. And I said, hey man, you know, why are you always late to everything? And he goes, I'm on CPT time, colored people time. Oh, okay. Colored people time is black people's excuse for being late to everything. And it's so true. They are late for everything.
I thought that Mexicans were late.
I think all
Asians. I would say Asians are very punctual.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
I think straight white guys.
White power! White power! Oh, you're such a racist bastard, Mr. Hatch.
Jews are pretty punctual.
There's not a big data pool for that.
Yeah.
They all arrived at the train on time.
If we have to be there, yeah. But there's usually some loophole that we can talk our way out of it.
When I was younger, I would try to write parody songs. But I would reference Jews too often just because it was so easy to rhyme with everything else. Mm-hmm. And I just realized I was coming across as anti-Semitic.
Kyle, when have I ever ripped on you for being a Jew? Oh yeah? Well, you're a stupid Jew.
You're a Jew.
Shut your goddamn Jew mouth.
Good job, Jew.
Jew. Shut Jew. You're Jewish.
Dude, he's Jewish.
Jew.
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 I told you Jewish people don't have rhythm.
Fuck off, Carmen!
I always reference Jews. There's a lot of irony and consistency about my life personally, and I'm pretty sure it's because I'm a Jew. And what am I supposed to do? Just not comment on it? It's hilarious. I have to.
Are you like a really hardcore Jew? Like you believe in all?
I didn't go to temple or anything growing up because it was too expensive.
That is actually hilarious. Yeah. I've always thought about converting to Judaism because I've got a big nose, but I'm also uncircumcised. So it's like,
all right, keep your pants on.
I'm sure it's happened before.
Only in Reform Judaism where they allow that kind of shit, not the real OGs.
I'm 98.64% Jewish according to my DNA, but my parents did not raise me religiously.
I wish I was Jewish so I would have a rebuttal for any time a black person.
Here's a little dreidel that's smiling made of clay, but I'm not gonna play with it because dreidel's freaking gay.
I should laugh. Sometimes I don't, but doesn't mean it's not funny.
The audience does the same thing to me. Sometimes they laugh.
Sometimes they don't.
I don't get it.
As we all know, women aren't actually funny.
Oh, thank you.
But if they're hot.
Then they're hot.
Although Nikki Glaser, she's funny and super hot. But I think she's hotter because she's funny.
But you don't know if people are laughing because you're funny or if people are listening even. But then if you're not hot, people are definitely not listening.
For me, it's all about attention. If I was a woman, I wouldn't care if they're laughing because I was hot, if they're laughing because my jokes are good. The point is they're giving me attention.
Exactly.
And then
even if they're booing me off the stage, at least I'm getting some kind of reaction.
And sometimes I prefer.
What the effing fuck was that?
I used to drive for Uber. I had a writer give me a one-star review. One-star review should be reserved for only the most heinous stuff, like texting and drunk driving, not something as small as a body in the trunk.
Yeah, for sure. Especially if it's not like decaying or there's no odor. I agree.
Yeah. For those of you who don't think that's small, it was a kid's body.
Then they definitely can't complain because it's not going to be rotting for a while.
Nice and fresh. I did that joke at a bar and a guy turned around and he just goes,
"You need to realize that you have something in your brain that you somehow inherited from your grandpa that makes you act this way."
And what did you say?
They said,
"But you're wrong."
And then I continued on with my material.
I like that response.
Yeah. Usually I don't have any hecklers who are like too crazy. They're pretty chill.
I don't know if I would get hecklers because I'm a chick. They probably just feel bad for me regardless. I got fired from Starbucks. There was a chain post that said, if you've ever been a victim of sexual harassment, copy and paste this post and write "me too." And that way men will know that they're assholes. Hashtag me too. I saw this and I saw it again and again.
Okay, thanks. I get it.
And it was getting extremely redundant. I'm like, there is no way this bitch has ever been sexually harassed. Certain people reposting this, that doesn't apply to you.
They're ugly?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
So I copy and pasted it and I wrote "me too, I enjoyed it."
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
They fired me over that.
I've yet to be fired from a job for my comedy, but we'll see. I'm shooting for the star. A friend of mine, "Ryan, I really love your set, but I think you should do less sexual assault jokes."
"Excuse me. Can we get back to the issue, please?"
We were at a party, and right after he said that, I heard this girl say to her friend, "Hey, will you walk to my car with me?" And to girls, that's strength in numbers, but to a rapist, that's just a 2-for-1 deal.
And there's more where that came from.
BOGO. That's a Jew deal. That's
more ROGO.
What's ROGO?
Rape one, get one.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, that's COVID special.
I mean, because you're not gonna pay for it.
What's up with Black Friday?
Is it really as bad as they say it is?
It's over, but I feel like it's still going on.
Yeah, I feel the opposite, actually. I don't feel like Black Friday is ever like...
Have you checked your emails?
Yeah, true. My full spam folder.
It doesn't end. We were doing Black Friday mid-October, and it's still like Cyber Monday. It's Sunday 2 weeks later.
But Cyber Monday is just everyday Cyber Monday Amazon
exactly.
Sponsored. Amazon, no.
Yeah, I got to jump on that affiliate marketing. I contacted Forever Lazy and asked them to sponsor me. They haven't gotten back to me.
Get off your high fucking horse.
Forever Lazy? What is that?
Okay, so it is the greatest thing in the world. They're not paying me for this, but basically it's like a Snuggie, but it zips. I have one that's made out of hoodies. It has a little ass flap so you can moon people or, take shits in it. It has pockets.
I think the ass flap is actually so you don't take shits in it. I think it's so you shit in the toilet instead.
Whatever you want to use it for, it's there. Anal.
Your dad, whatever. I'm sure, has taken advantage of that.
Not mine. Hide it from him.
Your dad's
every time I buy something online, I have to either get it ordered to the Amazon locker or find it before he does.
Well, you didn't answer my question. Is your dad the top or the bottom?
Ew, gross.
I don't care.